Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And a good Saturday morning to you, and happy National Whole Hog Barbecue Day. A very special day for those of you who like to barbecue your hogs whole. It's also another edition, episode of the Daddy-Daughter Show. Daughter number one, Cherie's joining me this morning. Cherie, good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Yeah, been a while, huh?
Yeah, it's been quite a while, actually.
Yeah, well, we got another one coming up sometime around Christmas. We'll be up in the wilds of Kansas doing a little bit of bird hunting.
Yeah, moving from the south of Louisiana or Texas back up to the Midwest in Kansas.
How's the dog business going?
Dogs are doing good. You saw some photos yesterday. They're getting worked and ready to hunt.
I tell you, you really got some really top-notch dogs that are up for adoption and for fostering, too. Surprised me. I mean, some of them are for pets only, but you've had some. That one lady that I got to hunt with last time I was up at your place, man, just a phenomenal dog.
Yeah, she actually is a registered pointer that a person who was health was not so well surrendered his dog because he knows how much this dog loves to hunt. And so we're taking her through heartworm treatment and we're going to put her on some birds this winter.
When will she be ready to go?
So she goes back in for her second and third injections actually on Monday. She takes a 30-day rest period and then she's going to be ready to go. So mid-November, perfect timing.
And when will she be ready to find a forever home?
Shortly thereafter, she's finished with her treatment. She becomes eligible once she's completed and cleared of heartworms.
Well, a little bit later on, I want to talk to you about the whole point of rescue operation, how that all works and how people can get involved in it. If they're looking to provide a forever home for an excellent pet, at the same time, get a new hunting buddy. Well, we're going to talk about some interesting facts, too, about that special Whole Hog Barbecue Day. And while we're on the subject of hogs, this week's Bayou Wild Tigers in the Wild episode, we feature a tiger gone wild in the marsh hog hunting. He's the same one who went wild in Death Valley last Saturday night against Ole Miss, and that would be linebacker Whit Weeks. And he went along with his brother, West, and they joined us for a wild hog hunt adventure by airboat, and you can see that on this week's episode of Bayou Wild TV. To find a local station near you or watch it on YouTube, simply go to our website at BayouWildTV.com. Also this week, our bad boy, the outdoor story, involves an alleged perpetrator who, unlike most of our bad boys who robbed the public of fish or game resources, this one did not. But we will tell you why he's facing up to 30 years jail time. And if you happen to have a successful fishing or hunting trip this week, we'd love to include it along with your comments and questions, and we'll add it to the reports we get from our professional captains and marina operators. We'll do that. You can do it by texting your message real time here to the studio, 504-260-1870. The other question, a little sideline question, do you target feral hogs or do you take them as lanyap or incidental when you're hunting other game? A text number again is 504-260-1870. If you're headed out, well, I'll tell you, we got a gorgeous stretch of weather in the Gulf Coast, some cool temperatures to start, clear skies, but a pesky wind. In fact, we're going to have a small craft advisory in the Gulf and could cause some problem with some high tides. But today you're looking at east winds offshore 20 to 25 knots, 5 to 7 plus foot seas, pretty much out for any offshore fishing. And the further out you go into the open bays, the higher the winds are going to get. And if you're fishing on the inside, east wind 10 to 15, not quite so bad, a moderate chop. And for tomorrow, those northeast winds offshore are going to drop a little bit to 15 to 20 and 4 to 6 plus foot seas offshore. Your tide range, good, 1.7. Mississippi River stage is at 2.3 and rising. And when we come back after this, filling in for a vacationing, I don't know if he's vacationing, it's kind of a work detail up in Kentucky, getting his deer feeders ready. That's Robbie Campo. Pinch hitting for him is Glenn Sanchez, a familiar voice on this station for many, many years. He'll update us on the St. Bernard fishing scene. Coming up next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And I got a message in from Robbie Campo down at Campo's Marina. He is going to be busy this morning. He's up in Kentucky at the deer camp getting ready thing for the gun season, filling the feeders and all that type of stuff, getting stands ready. So filling in for him as he does so often, and he's very good at doing it. He did it for a number of years. Glenn Sanchez fills in and gives us the report. Glenn, good morning. Man, this wind has been pesky these last few days. I guess the key to catching fish, and it was good up until this wind, and still good if you can find a spot that's got some clean water and get out of it. That's going to be the key, would you say?
Well, let me tell you, I fished yesterday, and the wind's been blowing all week. And I fished in the Biloxi Marsh. There's plenty of fish up there. You just have to weed through them. There's so many fish that are 12 and 3 quarters and 12 and 7 eighths. They're getting closer all the time, but there's plenty of fish, and the water's clean up top. And we caught a nice box of fish yesterday for the first time. I mean, we had big fish in the marsh. And when I say big fish, I had 15-inch trout yesterday. And that's the first time I've done that this year in the marsh. You know, but we got lucky and we happened to find a little spot where they were, you know, but you just have to keep looking.
Yeah. And what are some of the signs that you're going to see other than just the appearance that the water looks a little clear and you can kind of see stuff moving around, a little bit of bait in there?
Well, I mean, actually, you got good tide range right now. And all you need to do is get it on a point and, you know, just fish the points and let that tide come around. And, If they're not on that point, go to the next one. Because, I mean, they're going to be there. Because, I mean, I found like we caught fish every place we went yesterday. But it wasn't until we found some decent ones that we stayed there, and then we ended up running out of bait, you know. Yeah. But they got a lot of fish in the marsh.
With these winds we've got in the strong tide range, there's going to be a lot of water moving. So if you pull up on one of these points and you start catching fish on that point, do you believe that that school is holding on that point and you're just picking them off out of there, or is that fish at the school moving and you're constantly getting new fish passing by that point?
I think they're holding myself because they're waiting for the bait to come around the turn, and they just, you know, they'll just sit there and wait for the bait to move in and ambush it. But, you know, a lot of times, you know, in the wintertime, a lot of times, I mean, it's kind of hard to date because of the wind. But I'll do more drifting than anything else in the wintertime and catch fish drifting. Just move to the fish instead of the fish moving to you.
Yeah, I can remember you and I and Jonathan doing a lot of the Lelutra drift many, many times when nothing else would work. That was always a sure thing. Doing this kind of time of the year, and even when you get a little bit more into the winter.
Yep. But I think it's going to be a good year because, I mean, I know they jumped them up to 13 inches, and we just have to wait for them to grow up just a little bit, but they're close. They're real close. I think by December you'll be able to put a lot of fish in the boat, or end of November, because that's how close they are.
And, Glenn, what was the technique? Were you all using live bait, plastics, or a combination?
We use live bait under a cork. We use live bait on the bottom. And I threw the voodoo shrimp a couple of times and caught a few fish, but it's a little bit too slow for me with that right now.
Is the water temperature dropped enough where you're slowing down the retrieve at all, or is it it's still on? Huh?
No, the water temperature is still, I don't know what it is, but it's still warm enough to where they're not schooled up or anything like that. They scattered. You know, and but you don't have to slow down and retrieve. A lot of time, I mean, just bump it off the bottom just a little bit, and they'll pick it up.
Mm-hmm. Did you come across reds or puppy drum while you were in that marsh?
We caught some sheephead. We caught some small reds. We didn't catch any keeper reds. We had small reds, but we didn't catch any drum. And but we caught some sheephead, and I really like that fish. A lot of people don't know how to clean it, but boy, if you learn how to clean it, that's a delicious fish.
Yes, indeed. Well, Glenn, I guess, and do you think there's any reason to still go out into the bays when these winds finally calm down, or is it from now on all you need to do is run up in the marsh and maybe fish the channel?
If the winds were to calm down, I still believe they got fish on the, you know, like in Bay Oy and on the outskirts. They're still going to have fish out there. You just can't get to them right now. But if you get a calm day, I think you can still go out there and find them.
And how was the bait selection at the marina?
Oh, man, all you want, beautiful bait, you know, it's they work great.
Well, you know bait like for sure. Bait. You know you dealt with bait on a daily, day-in, day-out basis for years. What's some tips for keeping those shrimp alive? Because that's very important. If you're paying for live shrimp, you should use live shrimp.
You know, people ask me that all the time. In the summertime, I do not use my live well in the boat. I don't want the water coming in from outside being hot. I'll use an ice chest, the old-style way with an aerator in it. I'll put some ice in the water to cool it down a little bit, and I'll have that G-juice to keep your shrimp alive, mm-hmm. and you put some of that in there, and my shrimp will stay alive all day because they in the same pH water. You know what I'm saying? It's not like you're traveling and they're going from different places in the live well sucking up different types of water. You know, because, I mean, I remember one time we ran across bad water. We looked in the box and all the shrimp were dead. I was like,
ouch.
This is great.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Well, Glenn, sounds like stuff's good. The secret's going to be find some clean water, get out of that wind, and you can have a successful catch this weekend.
Put the wind to your back and just keep looking and just keep fishing. And you'll catch them. You'll catch them because they're there. They are definitely there.
Always great talking to you, Glenn. Thanks for filling in for Robbie. We appreciate it.
Thank you, y'all. Have a great day, and everybody stay safe. Bye-bye.
All right, my friend Glenn Sanchez used to be the operator of Breton Sound Marina. Now he's a retiree and a full-time fisherman. All right, coming back after this, we're going to talk about National Whole Hog Barbecue Day and get to some of your text messages, particularly some of y'all. If y'all got any good freshwater fishing reports, let me know about those. 504-260-1870. And do you target feral hogs? There's an awful lot of them out of there. Some relaxed seasons and regulations. The opportunity is there. Do you target them or do you take them when you see them? We'd love to hear from you this morning. We'll be right back after this pause. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Radio Network.
Well, welcome back in. It's a daddy-daughter episode of the Outdoor Show. Daughter number one, Cherie, is here with me in from Texas. And, Cherie, we got a text coming in from Smokey. Now, not to be confused with the Smokey that's sleeping here in the studio, the German Shorthair. This is another Smokey.
Yeah, Smokey checked in with us first thing this morning saying, "Good morning, Don. I took advantage of the cool weather this week and finished up on my food plots. All we need now is to be blessed with a little rain. Best of luck to those in the outdoors today and appreciate all that you do. Smokey."
Yeah, you know, this weather sets people free. You know, everybody puts stuff off. I mean, I put off cutting up a tree. You get out there in that 95-degree heat and that high humidity. But, well, once you feel that little cool, crisp snap, boy, it gets everybody going, including the hounds, too. Well, we got the Steel Man reporting in from Wrigley's. He's always got a crew out there with these names. Big Rev, Texaco, Big Bar, Doc Bull, J-Bull. And he may try to brave the wind to catch some fish this morning. Jay Bull cooked an excellent teal gravy last night. Happy hunting. They always got something good to eat over there with the Steel Man and his crew.
Yeah, with that crew, sounds like they can't have anything but something great to eat. All right, so the match director is checking in on my way to Donaldsonville to direct the annual Louisiana State High Power Rifle Championship. Good luck to all the competitors.
I would think that maybe they're going to Palo Alto. There's a really nice shooting range in Donaldsonville. I'm assuming that's where they're going to be. All right, here's one of your fans. Good morning, The Worm here. This is my favorite co-host. She's a natural. Come fishing in the morning at the old faithful Miller's Ditch. He's gone fishing this morning at Miller's Ditch. Yeah, that's a spot over there near Lake Catherine area, and got a lot of water running through that. It's a cut that connects two bodies of water there. All right, we got, let's see, this one. What's this next one here?
It says, "Don, the weather, the wind, the water has been chocolate now for 7 days. Can we please get some clear water?" So I guess now people are sending you requests for good weather. Have to see what you can do.
I can't do anything about the weather. But, you know, chocolate, it's Halloween, so that'll go in. What they're talking about, the wind, you know, dirties up the water, muddies it up, and it's hard to catch fish in chocolate water. Sometimes you can catch the bottom feeders, the reds in the drum, but trout, boy, they're just difficult to catch. Not impossible, but you can do it. He goes on to say, I'm not sure who that is, "The northeast wind has been killing us in Golden Meadow. We've been catching a lot of fish till recently. The water has been chocolate." All right, and here's one of our regulars.
Yeah, morning, Don. Backstrap Stacker, that's a mouthful. "Up in Clark County, Alabama, the brisk morning. Bow season is here, and the weather couldn't be more perfect. Hopefully, Big Boy will show up this morning. All this hog talk is making me hungry. We don't target hogs, but we shoot them every time they show up."
Yeah, I was asking, you know, some people, hogs are just, they're everywhere. Especially y'all got a real problem in Texas with them, and they're bad here too, and they multiply so fast. They compete with the natural wildlife, and the departments of wildlife and fisheries in every state has kind of loosened up the regulations, and they encourage people to take them. I can tell you this from eating them, that very good. You know, it's kind of like free-range chicken versus pen-raised chickens. It's got more flavor to it. Now, when you get into the big boars, now that's a different story. You can kind of process those and make some sausage out of them. But, boy, those sows and those little young piglets, that can be some really great eating there. Does your other half, Blake, does he ever do any of this whole barbecue hog stuff? Have they done that?
No, we have not, but we have a very good friend who lives in the Pasadena area, Matt Yurimovich, and he's done it before. Believe it or not, you can buy these little interesting contraptions from Amazon, and you put them in the ground, and man, he roasts a whole hog in there, and it's phenomenal.
It's kind of like the luau thing.
Yes,
huh? In the ground, yeah. Well, there's another way that people do it, is they have these big racks and spits, and they turn them over the coals and the hickory and for hours and hours and cook them till it gets real tender. Not bad. All right, and here's our buddy Wingbone, Ed, over in Wilmer, Alabama. He cranked out another Wingbone turkey call. Boy, he's getting to be high tech over there. He's really cranking them out. He's becoming a factory for Wingbone turkey calls, and he does some beautiful work, too. I suggest you check him out on Facebook and take a look at some of the work he does. All right, something going on in Sorrento?
Yeah, the boucherie at the Balloon Festival in Sorrento today. So hopefully those people who are getting hungry listening to us talk on the phone, if they got some time, can make a ride out there.
Yeah, the boucherie. We've been to that several times, and if you're not familiar with the boucherie, it's an old tradition to where it's called, you know, they slaughter a hog, and they show, demonstrate how to use every bit of that hog except the squeal, as they say. And John Foltz does one up at White Oak Plantation, and we've been fortunate enough to go up there a couple of times and document it. And he does a great job with it. But it's an old tradition, and up along the River Road, it's one of the real popular places, a boucherie. And they got one going on and along with a balloon festival in Sorrento, so you might want to take a ride up there. All right, when we come back, we'll get to some more of your texts, some more of your fishing reports, and also we're going to talk more about the tradition of whole hog barbecuing, where this started. We'll tell you a little bit about the history of it. When we take a break right after this, we'll be back. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, welcome back in. If you're headed out today, as we mentioned in the weather forecast, it's going to be kind of breezy out there. There's a small craft advisory up for the Gulf, and if you look at the current wind speeds right now, the further out you go into the open waters and bays in the Gulf, the higher the winds. I'll give you an example. Right now, Slidell is only reporting a northeast wind at 5, and at Morgan City at 7, it's a little bit more of a east-northeast, and almost an east in Baton Rouge at 7. Pretty light winds. Biloxi's at 10, but Lakefront in Lake Pontchartrain in New Orleans is 18, and if you go down to Southwest Pass by Venice, 24 knots. So the further out you go, and I'm sure those winds are going to increase as it gets on today. So be appraised of that, and be aware that there's going to be some pretty stiff winds. And a small craft advisory is in effect if you're fishing in the Gulf. All right, we're going to take a quick 10-second station identification pause. When I come back, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the history of whole hog barbecuing, where it started, what it's evolved to, and also how you can take part in it and maybe help some other folks do that, too, with an organization called Hunters for the Hungry. We'll be back to do that. But first, we pause a quick 10 seconds to let our local stations identify themselves on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, Cherie, you ready for a little whole hog barbecue 101, little course here?
I'm ready to hear the history.
All right, it's a good day to do it because it's National Barbecue Whole Hog Day. The whole hog, you'd barbecue it all in one piece. And the tradition started in eastern North Carolina and goes back over 350 years to the first settlers. And although the barbecue lovers may disagree on the best type of sauce for their pork, everyone agrees that vinegar-based chopped whole hog barbecue is where it began. You got a favorite barbecue sauce type?
Yes, absolutely. I'm a sweet over vinegar. And of course, in Texas, sauce is not, it's more about the rub. But I'm definitely more of like a sweet Carolina sauce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Carolinas seem to do that vinegar thing and kind of a lighter sauce where the tomato-based and the ketchup-y type is a little bit more down here along the deep Gulf South. Anyway, smoking a whole hog, it takes between 10 and 12 hours. You better not be hungry when you start. You will be when you finish. And it requires attention. If you want to keep it smoky and cooking, you got to do it at a consistently low temperature. And as long as you have a pit, hardwood charcoal with oak or hickory, and plenty of time, and something brown to drink, whatever that means, you can create this delicious southern delight. And whether you have a homemade brick pit or a custom-made steel firebox, I think that's what you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The trick is to keep the cooking temperature steady and low. But whatever way you decide to smoke it, extra help's always appreciated to do the heavy lifting, including flipping the pig a few hours into the cooking process. So anyway, if you're going bow hunting, good weather for bow hunting and hunting small game, rabbit and squirrels open right now. Might want to get your hog while you're out there, or maybe if you're a hog hunter, are you one, or do you take them incidental to other game? Let us know. 504-260-1870 is our text. The backstrap sacker says he doesn't target them, but he won't pass one up either. And speaking of these hogs, you know, I talk to a lot of hunters who their freezer's full. They've killed a couple hogs, and I mean that goes a long way. So they, when one comes out, they just don't want to fool with it. Well, there's a purpose that you can put it to, and that's donate it to Hunters for the Hungry, and they will make sure that the food banks, the soup kitchens, the needy get some very badly needed protein. And they do it with deer and all other game, but hogs are so plentiful, and it really serves a dual purpose. One, it provides needy protein for the hungry, but it also eliminates the competition for natural foods for deer and turkey and other species. And Hunters for the Hungry has processes they work with all across the state of Louisiana, and other states do a similar program. And I've got a list of them. I don't know, how many would you say are there? 100 or more?
More than 100.
Maybe more than 100. And they're in every parish in Louisiana. So if you don't feel like you want to process the hog and then donate it, the processors will do it. And Hunters for the Hungry pays the processors. Now, not all these processors will take it on the hoof, so to speak. Some of them want you to skin it and gut it and even quarter it. But you can check with the individual processor before you bring it. But have a plan so that, you know, you're not surprised when you see the hog and you don't know what to do with it. You got a plan ready, what you're going to do with it, keep it on ice, and get it to the processor. And if you're not familiar with who you can bring it to, text me this morning. We got the entire list, and I'll put you in touch with someone in your parish in Louisiana who is working with Hunters for the Hungry, and they will process it and make sure that it gets put to good use. And by the way, they've also got a program going right now. You may have heard some of the public service announcements. They're looking to fill $100,000 in 100 days with deer bounty donations. And if you're interested in making a cash donation, that always goes a long way, because the deer also need to be processed and handled, and that goes a long way in getting that done. Go to H4HLA. That's H4HLA.org. And they've got a website there. They've got the Clean Out Your Freezer Days, which we had a very successful one. I manned a station over at Rouse's, one of the Rouse's stores, and we got a lot of donations brought in, and it went all over statewide. It's a wonderful organization. They do some great work, and Julie Grunwald is the director, and we're planning on doing a hog hunt with her and getting our old buddy Will Clark from the San Francisco Giants, ex-ball player, to go out and bag a hog and show you how it gets processed and where how it gets put and donated to the needy. All right, we're going to be back with some fishing reports right after this. We're going to talk to Captain Kirk, head out west to Hackberry and find out what's happening over in the Hackberry area, Calcasieu, Big Lake. That's next, right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Sure, you remember that theme song? You know what that's from, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And who was the star?
Well, Captain Kirk, William Shatner.
We have our own Captain Kirk. He's at Hackberry Rod and Gun. His name is Captain Kirk Stansel. Kirk, thanks for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Man, look, I saw before the closure a customer of yours, I think their name was Brown, that brought in some doormat flounders they picked up over there.
They did catch some nice ones. And, of course, it closed on the 15th. The 14th was the last day we could keep them. And they were just starting to run a little bit, not real well. But, if you happen on that right spot, you could catch a few.
Yep. Well, you got to let them go now, which,
that's right.
Hopefully it'll pay off. How's the other fishing been? That wind been bothering you guys over there?
Oh, yeah, it is. Last week we had some calm days and some trout bit. I mean, we had some good trout catches. And then, of course, the winds, that front came through, and it's been blowing ever since. It went from, northwest to northeast to east, and it's just been blowing ever since. So the trout bite hadn't been as good. We're back on redfish because the tides have come back up, and that's the name of the game right now, just getting the marsh to catch redfish.
Kirk, for people not familiar with Big Lake but want to give it a try, what would you say is the wind speed of demarcation when it becomes unfishable? What wind direction and speed would you say puts it off limits?
Well,
and what is fishable?
The wind direction, it just depends on it depends on your tides with wind direction, but I'd say anything over 15 knots, it gets tough. Now, this time of year, you can go up the river, on up around Prian Lake, Lake Charles. The water stays clear, and you can catch fish up there. I mean, I had one captain had, 26, 27 trout the day the front hit. It was blowing 30. And he got up there, got in out of the wind, found some clean water, and then caught some trout. But you know, it stays pretty up there this time of year as long as we don't have a bunch of rain. And we haven't. You know how dry it is now. But, you know, I mean, up the river, you can fish it anytime, any wind direction. Now, when you get down on Big Lake, of course, it's shallow. It's muddy. You know, it's a muddy bottom. And it doesn't take much wind to muddy it up. I mean, when it gets up over 10 knots, you got to go to the leeward side mm-hmm. most of the time.
Last few days, I've been seeing on your dock shots redfish coming in, some pretty good size ones,
right.
too. Where are those
yeah.
being caught and how are they being caught?
They're all in the marsh. I've been throwing, if you want to throw artificial, gulp shrimp, and my favorite's the pearl with chartreuse tail under a popping cork, and then live shrimp under a popping cork. That's been the name of the game to catch those redfish.
You know, I love that gulp, especially for flounders. It gives you the combination of both an artificial and a natural bait because it's got that heavy scent in it. How many fish would you say is the average that you get on a particular gulp before it's done? Because people say, oh, man, that stuff's too expensive.
it depends. You know, like redfish, sometimes I can get 4, 5, 6 fish out of it. Sometimes just one. It just depends on how he bites the bait and how it's hung up in his mouth. But, you know, but you can always flip that baby around and use the other side. And, but like with trout, you know, I don't catch a lot of trout on them, but you get quite a few in flounder. You can catch, oh, shoot, man, sometimes, you know, 8 or 10, maybe even a dozen on one bait. It all depends.
Yeah, that trout bite can get hot and heavy, and they pretty much get into a frenzy, and they'll just strike the motion that they see. But
right.
on the scent feeders, you know, like the reds and the drum and the flounders to some extent, too, it gives them just that little bit of extra where if it doesn't stimulate them by sight, that taste and smell kind of gets them going.
Oh, no, there's no doubt that smell does it. There's no doubt about it. It's a great bait, I mean, especially for redfish and flounder. It really is. And drum. It's a great bait for those guys.
Well, Kirk, we got a little bit of a cool snap came in. Did you notice any new waterfowl arrivals that came in ahead of it?
Yes, there were some, actually more blue-winged teal than anything. We saw a few great ucks and some pintail, and that's pretty – and well, I saw a couple widgeon, but they haven't shown up yet, and I don't want them to. They're getting on my food too early if they show up now.
Yeah, that's a fact. They'll eat it out of house and home, and then there'll be nothing left for them to eat when the season opens up. We're not that far away from it either. If somebody wants to get in touch with you and get on the books for the duck hunts and – enjoy some of this great fall fishing. I mean, God, if it wasn't for the winds that we've had, it would just be absolute picture perfect weather.
Oh yeah, it's supposed. In fact, it's supposed to. Sunday was supposed to lay down for a whole week. It's supposed to be, you know, less than 10 knots. I thought the trout bite's going to be on next week for sure. We're going to catch them.
Cool and dry. I guess that's what must be like living in California, except for other negative aspects, huh?
Well, yeah, no kidding. But I guess so. It's nice this time of year. I mean, golly, you go out in some light pants or, you know, go with shorts and something over it, and, you know, by 10, 11 o'clock, you're shedding everything, and it's nice. You know, these temperatures are really comfortable to fish in.
Well, if somebody's got the fever, tell them how to get a hold of you.
Well, that's easy. We have a toll-free number for guys out of the area. It's 888-762-3391. And, of course, you know, go to our website, Hackberry Rod and Gun. You spell out and.com.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Kirk. Always appreciate your reports. Y'all have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you. You have a great show, Don. Keep it up.
All right. Thank you, my friend. All right. We come back after this. Daryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com. Find out what's happening down on the island of Grand Island. I got a feeling he might be doing a little bit of complaining about the wind. It's probably going to be being that it's a little island that juts out into the Gulf of Mexico, it's probably going to have some difficulty. But if there's any way to catch fish, Darryl will have the answer for you. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And, Sheree, we have your favorite fisherman from Grand Isle, Captain Darryl Carpenter, joining us.
Darryl and I go way back, as well as you guys. Good morning, Darryl.
Good morning, y'all. Y'all sound like y'all having a blast.
Oh, we are. We always do. You got stuff tied down there? How's the wind this morning? I was a little bit concerned about it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, Don. I mean, it, you know, we fished right up until Tuesday, right up until the last minute, and then that front came through, and it's kind of messed everything up. It's rough, chocolate belt, you name it. It's I've gotten to the age and the point that I'm not fighting it. I'm not going to go try to cross that bay. If you're going to fish out of Grand Isle area today, your best thing to do is launch out of Leeville. You trailer up there. You're a little bit closer to protected water and to some canals, and just beat that closed water up there. And, you know, the protected stuff and work the points and all, it's just like it's wintertime fishing at this point because you just got to hide from the wind. But, man, I'm going to tell you, if you got those pictures I texted you up through Tuesday, they were, good Lord, this was some of the best fishing I've ever seen on the island this past week with really big, big, nice trout, and they're still out on the beach area. So, I mean, we were fishing right on the coast. We got out of the marsh. We got a break in the wind, and you had to play with them a little bit. You had to figure out how they wanted it presented. But, Lord have mercy, we were catching some. Let's see. I came back. One day we had four people. I came back with 60 trout. I didn't actually weigh them, Don, but I bet you I was bumping 100 pounds of trout in the boat.
Oh. Well, the good news is they'll be back there as soon as this wind cuts down. And it's not supposed to go any further. It's going to die down a little bit tomorrow and then improve all during next week. And it's going to be a dry and cool week. So next week should be an excellent week for fishing if you can just get that water to clear up a little bit.
Yeah, typically the Grand Isle area where we can keep trout down on the beach depending on the weather. Or when I say down on the beach, I mean in the lower bays and on the oyster reefs and stuff. Typically, we keep trout here until about Thanksgiving, and then it gets cold enough that you know the lower bays just dry up, and you've got to go up into the marsh and hunt them there. But unless it gets really, really cold, unless we have a really hard string of cold fronts, through about Thanksgiving, you should still be able to find trout down close to the coast.
Dale, have you or anyone you talk to, any of your other boats, have a chance to make a run to the newest fishing reef, the Raisin Canes, over by El Cid, and give that a shot?
Yeah, we caught fish on it this past week, not on the reef itself. I mean, they did this reef down a little bit differently. It's not a solid reef. They had that bar, I believe you were out there, that one bar is full of those reefs, those 3D printed reefs. And what they did was they set out five pods in a big circle around the reef. Mm-hmm. So there's five clusters of these things scattered around. And I caught fish on one of them the other day, but the majority of our fish came off of the debris from the old rig.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, fishing those artificial reefs is very similar to what you've done a lot of in the past, and that's fish the rigs offshore. And as you know, you can get on one little corner of a rig, and that's where all the fish are going to be ganged up, and it's the same thing on a reef. It just depends on currents and water movement and where the bait's hanging out.
And look, that reef in particular, that reef is going to hold fish because I like the way that they did this because the fish were already there. The fish were there from the old Hotel Cid, mm-hmm. and the fish are going to remain there, and it's going to continue to hold fish as long as you have rough bottom and all there. And there's a lot of trash on the bottom left from the platform. And what they did by placing that reef there is they have ensured and guaranteed that you're going to have rough bottom there. The only problem we had there this week, we had to end up leaving it. You literally could not get a fish to the boat. I'm talking 18-inch trout, and on the way to the boat, you'd have dolphins fighting over it. And I mean, man, when they come shooting up, you know, like a guided missile, there's just nothing you can do. And once they get a taste of the first one, they're coming back for the second and third, so you just got to leave.
Yeah. Well, that's the way fishing goes. Darryl, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and get in on some of this good fall weather fishing, tell them how to get you. They can always find you on my website if they're hanging around there at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. But you got your own site and you got a phone and other ways to contact you.
Yeah, Don. Just they can also find it at RealScreamers.com or just pick up the phone, 225-937-6288. It's getting to the time of the year that we're slowing down, and there's plenty of time to talk fishing.
All righty. Sounds good, Darryl. Thanks for your report, as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
Y'all enjoy yourselves. Have a good morning.
All righty. There he goes, Darryl Carpenter. All right, we come back after the top of the hour break. We're going to resume our fishing reports. We also got a lot of text to catch up on, Cherie. Some funny ones, some serious ones,
yes.
And some Some of them don't make any sense at all, but we'll get to those. And also, we got Captain Mike Gallo going to give us a fishing report on Lakes Pontchartrain, Lake Catherine, the Wall, Chalmette area. Then we're also going to check in with Ryan Lambert down near the tip of the boot, fishing down in Burris. Paddler's Report, Brendan Bayard will recap what went on in Fall and Tide. And as always, we got a bad boy of the outdoors story for you. This one, he really didn't endanger or steal anything from the public, but boy, you talk about a danger. We'll tell you what he did to possibly get 30-year sentence on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.